Hilariously Melbourne.
Now, Grey's Anatomy fans, well, yes. Firstly, well done. You latched onto a TV show that just refuses to end. Because I was into
Grey's. Didn't
they all die? No, in a plane crash? No, that's another one lost.
That was Manchester United in the '50s.
No, so Grey's Anatomy, I was watching, I'm not, in like 2008 or 2007, right? That's I watched the first three series and I was like, I loved it. And then I just let go because you just let go. It's still on. That's like 15 what? Years or something crazy. It's a long...
I'm positive that half of them died in a plane crash,
maybe,
mate. Dempsey and those blokes.
Yeah, but I would never say that because... Well, spoiler alert. Patrick Dempsey's character, I believe, was killed off, but
yeah,
I missed that.
They got killed.
If I wanted to go and rewatch it and binge watch it,
they're all
just
going to save some
happened.
People in a remote country and they crashed.
Well, it's funny you say that because Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy, by the way,
McDreamy.
If you don't know, he's the one that Meredith Grey was in love with.
Your boy.
I love him too. Have I told you my Patrick Dempsey story, Nick?
No.
Oh, sit down, enjoy
Strap
this.
Strap yourself in.
All put right. the seatbelt on.
Yeah, let me get a cuppa.
I'm bringing this up, by the way, because he has said he is open to his character being brought back from the dead. So Grey's Anatomy fans would love that.
What, is this a Walking Dead crossover? Yeah.
The ghost of McDreamy.
He's obviously hard up for work. He's put his hand up and gone, I'll come back if you're still going. No, so, Nick, I can't believe I haven't told you this. I feel like I've told this story recently. So, 2011, I think, Transformers movie came out. I think it was Transformers 2, and that one had Patrick Dempsey in it, Shia LaBeouf, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, that model. Anyway, they did the premiere in Russia because the Transformers 2 was filmed in Russia.
Vodka.
And so I was in Moscow. Yeah. I was working for Sunrise at the time as their entertainment editor. So they flew me there to interview the cast.
Junket.
For Transformers. And we were in the hotel, staying at the Ritz-Carlton there in Moscow. And all the actors were too.
Mm.
So I was like seeing Shia LaBeouf at the buffet in the morning.
Shia LaBeouf.
In the buffet with her clogs on.
And then I decided to book myself in a massage. So I went down to the spa area where you get the massage.
Wow.
And the guys said,
tough gig.
It was. The people at the counter said, look, you've actually got half an hour till your massage. You can enjoy all the spa facilities beforehand.
Mm.
And I said, okay, I'd love to. But I hadn't brought down like a robe or anything. So I just went, or bathers. So I had no bathers or anything. So I thought I'll take my clothes off, but I'll just put a little towel around me. And it was like an ill-fitting towel. I was really self-conscious. And I went into the sauna and I could see, anyway, I was lying there. I was alone and I was sort of lying down on that wooden ledge. And the door opened. I'm like, oh no, someone's coming in. Oh, how awkward. I'm hearing this ill-fitting hand towel. And I was just lying there. And then I opened my eyes. Patrick Dempsey walked into a sauna and I was naked with a hand towel. Like that's your dream. That's like a fantasy you would have.
Not my dream.
No, it's not yours.
And it ended up like the Titanic scene when they were in the car.
No, it certainly didn't. He was only in there for a little bit, actually. It was quite a quick
cut.
Yeah. It was quick. Anyway, it's all good. They've got to drag that story out again.
Mate, it's a great story. Gets me up every time. Got him up too.
Did you talk to him?
No. I was so embarrassed.
Oh.
I was lying there with this silly little towel. I was incredibly self-conscious. It was awkward. I hated every second of it.
Hey, Nick, we'll tell you the end of the story after.
That's exactly how it ended. He walked out. I went and got my massage.
We'll tell the good bit when we play a song.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick. The preseason on the Fox.
Now, it's hard enough in life because there are people you got to look out for. First, you've got to look out for parking inspectors. You've got to be good at your parking.
Yep.
You've got to look out for police officers, obviously. You've got to make sure you're always doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now safety officers because of COVID. And you've got to make sure you've got your mask on and you're standing half a metre and a half away from people. There's security guards. But now, Melbourne, there's also...
Bin cops, making all the rules. If your bin's full, they won't empty it for you.
What? There are bin police. They're going to crack down on Melbourne's recycling habits. Now, at the moment...
Are they going to tase you? Like a big...
I'm speaking specifically about the Yarra Council at the moment. So this is inner city rubbish bins. That includes Collingwood, Fitzroy, Richmond. What's happening is because we're the rise of online shopping, we were all at home last year. lots of people are getting lots of cardboard because you're getting things delivered to you and they've got cardboard. So we're all doing the right thing by recycling the cardboard and putting it in the correct bin. But the bin cops are not going to cop you're not flattening your boxes. Now collection crews are going to carry the bin cops. They're going to walk around, and if they see any lids that are up, so you know when you're trying to squash it in?
Yeah, you stand on it.
If your bin is not sitting flat, they are going to put a tag on. They're not going to take it away. They want you to flatten your boxes. And I've got an issue with this. One, boxes are actually quite hard to flatten. I'm not a particularly strong person. I've got to have a Stanley knife on hand. Well, that's dangerous with small kids running around. I'm really struggling with flattening boxes.
You know what's extra hard to flatten? 48 stubbies. You can't do it. I don't care how hard you stand on them. They're staying that shape. The cardboard. It's not just cardboard in there. It's bottles as well. Yes, what do you want people to do?
I know, but also there's this is, we talked about this last year because in my area, we've got now three bins, and I don't know whether this has happened all over Melbourne yet. I don't think you guys have got this.
No.
I've now got
a few boxes in your house too.
No, it's a food bin. So in my kitchen, and it's the ugliest thing ever, but whatever, I'm doing the right thing.
Really
you've
small?
You've got to have this little small bin on your kitchen bench.
So annoying.
And that's where you put all your food scraps. So that's a tiny bin. So you're taking that out to the bins every day. And now my general waste goes every second week. So, I mean, when you've got nappies, non-stop nappies in your house,
nappy bin sticks
around for 2 weeks because they won't take that weekly. I mean, look.
Give you some advice, Boxy.
Yeah.
Do you want some advice?
Is this got to do with bin dumping?
Hungy.
So
all you do is fill your bin up, your green one, the little one that always comes first. Comes every week. Just fill it up to when you can. Obviously, recycle goes in your blue bin, but if your green one, general waste is getting a little bit over, just pop it up to the blue one till that gets to the end, and then dump it in your neighbours, and then the neighbours catch on or theirs get full, dump it in other bins.
Wait, bin cups. There is an update to this. They are now going to crack down on bin dumpers.
CCTV catch me if
footage.
You can.
If they catch you, you're going to get fined for dumping it in other people's bins.
Oh, sorry.
This is a bin disaster.
Sorry, I'm trying to get rid of rubbish. Rubbish is rubbish. It goes in the bin. It doesn't matter whose bin it is. It's all going to the same frigging place. Frustrates me. You can dump it anywhere. Can't you, Nick? Come with me!
I refuse to be an accomplice in terrible bin crimes.
Phoebe, Fev and Nick, the pre-season on The Fox.
And the Olympics continues. I imagine they're on screens around the country, around Melbourne. And it's great because I needed something to break up our television watching in our house, and particularly through lockdown. It started with... obviously the girls, so Trixie's 8 and Daisy's just turned 2. So their entertainment comes first as far as I'm concerned. I don't watch anything that I want to watch. But what's happened is, so we've had, obviously Bluey was on nonstop for about a year. And then Daisy discovered the Wiggles. Now Trixie never really discovered the Wiggles.
Yeah, we're never
so
Wiggles.
So we weren't a Wiggles family. Daisy stumbled upon the Wiggles, and now it's every day, Iggle, 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 Iggle. She wants the Wiggles. Wiggle, or Booey, Booey, Booey. So I have to keep putting the Wiggles on. So I've been watching the Wiggles now. I mentioned this to you maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I said, guys, I've discovered this great new band, the Wiggles. I really love them. No, but I didn't realise, because I'm not a child and that their entertainment wasn't directed at me, I didn't realise how much I would love them. So we have back-to-back Wiggles. And now it seems like Daisy's even gone, can I have Booey or something else?
I'm done.
But I'm done.
I'm not, though.
You want a CD? I've got it in my car.
Yes.
It's being played all the time, this CD. Whenever Charlie's in the car, Wiggle CD, Wiggle. That's why I eat schnitty wraps every day and shreds off, because I hear about fruit salad from the Wiggles.
You can't make friends with salad. I feel that you're more of a visual. You like watching everything. If you just heard the music, you wouldn't be such a fan. If you heard it in the car, it'd turn you off a bit.
Oh,
but you like all of it together.
I love what you're saying. But so when I leave work, sometimes it's on from the day before. So I just listen to the Wiggles all the way home. Or I found myself yesterday, I looked for it. I actually, at my age, I actively opened my iPhone And I was flicking through to find Wiggles to put that on so I could sing it on the way home by myself with no children in the car. So what's happened there? Like, I am the Wiggles fan. Like, even Daisy needs a break.
Well, it's a good band to get into because if you've seen their discography, they're putting out about 3 albums a year, which is pretty easy to do when you just sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star again.
I really love them. Wow. I'm right into them. Ben and Holly. I will happily watch an episode of Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom by myself.
No idea what that is. Oh, I know. Really? I've got some mates of mine with no kids that'll watch Bluey on a Sunday afternoon. They've had a big Saturday, and on a Sunday, they're feeling a bit Bluey. They're a little bit dark, and they said they want Bluey on because it's so positive and fun. That it'll make up for that serotonin loss.
Lulu used to sleep in our bed for a long time too. She was, you know, not like that long ago.
Yeah.
And we always watch a show together as we went to sleep. We always watch a show. So I'm not allowed to watch her kids' show without her. She always says, "Dad, you can't watch it without
right,
me."
Right, yes. So what shows? What
Law
shows?
And Order SUV.
Yeah, okay, adult show.
SVU.
SVU, yeah, it's her favourite show. I can't watch it without her.
See, I know, again, not necessarily targeted at kids though, is it?
Fifi, Feb and Nick, the pre-season on The Fox.
My habit at the moment of watching The Wiggles by myself without children in the room or listening. I now listen to The Wiggles albums in the car when there's no kids in the car.
Oh,
no, but I really, guys, they're really good songs.
Are they?
Yes. No. Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti. Josiah, you've gone for Hot Potato. Yep, standard. What about Welcome to the Wiggle World? Have you got that?
Yeah, let
Welcome
me have a look.
Welcome to the Wiggle World.
No, to the Wiggle
House. To the Wiggle House. Welcome to the
Wiggle House today.
Lucky's in the Wiggle House. He's in the Wiggle House. That's a great song. That's a good song.
I'm all for you loving the Wiggles, but I don't think I've ever watched one episode of the Wiggles.
I honestly
this is so out of my wheelhouse.
You know, sometimes you're with the kids watching their cartoons and then you're like, I'll sit here, but I'll just read the news or I'll do something on my iPhone because so I can numb my brain.
Mm-hmm. Podcast in a one.
That's
earbud.
What I mean. Yeah, but no, I'll put all devices away for the Wiggles. Like it's a big call.
Well, yeah,
that's now huge. Though. How long have you been into it?
Like a month. I've been really hardcore Wiggles for a month.
Wow. I reckon mark this day in a couple months' time, 29th of September. I'll bring up the Wiggles and you'll scream like PTSD. I hate it.
Another great song. See, I think and Anthony Field, he's a wonderful musician. I think they draw on a lot of classics like Follow the Leader. You know that. Follow the leader, everybody, do as I do.
That's the other song.
What I mentioned before,
it's like
though.
Elvis.
Follow leader, 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 follow leader. Know that one?
No?
It's like a drinking game.
No, don't know that one.
Can't confirm no Wiggle World leader, in the leader, system.
Leader, 12 beers. No, sorry. Yummy, yummy. Yeah, it's a bit different, the adult
anyway,
Wiggles.
Anyway, I'm apparently not alone in this. Jodie from Doncaster. Hi, Jodie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jodie. Are you someone who watches children's entertainment without the kids around?
I didn't. My kids are a bit older now, but I used to find that the Wiggles was the only thing I could watch all day and not go insane.
Yeah, there you go. That's
It was the one out of all of them. The others were good, but I could watch the Wiggles over and over again. There was something magical about it, and I would end up watching it alone. Wow. And this was when it was kind of the old Wiggles.
Also before Emma, Lockie and Simon.
Yes. Just
Jeff.
There was something about it.
Good luck trying to explain Jeff to a new child. You go, I wasn't always Lockie, mate. There was a bloke called Jeff.
Wake up, Jeff.
Who Jeff? Jeff. Yeah. Who Jeff? He's real, and he was sleepy.
Yeah. Ellie, thank you, Jodie. Ellie in St Auburn. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Ellie. Are you into children's entertainment as an adult?
Oh, definitely.
What are you watching?
So we actually watch a YouTube channel. It's called Super Simple. It's a Canadian group, and they've got, like, millions of followers. And they're the catchiest songs. My 18-month-old applauses after every song and he sings the melody, but he can't talk yet, but he'll sing the melody of it. And to the point where my husband and I get the song stuck in our head at work and we start singing it at work.
Wow.
And what is it, Mr. Simple?
Super Simple.
Super
it is
simple.
Amazing. Yeah, they sing songs for brushing your teeth, getting dressed, like everything that's good for kids to learn. And he's been listening to it since he was born.
Gee.
Get onto that, Poxy.
Yeah, have a look at
sounds
that today.
Good. I might even have a crack at that.
Yeah.
Is Dorothy the Dalmatian still going?
The dinosaur. Hey, yeah, how's this for Dorothy a little
factoid? Dorothy the Dalmatian.
Because then I do other weird things. Like I start jumping on Wikipedia and looking up all the Wiggles.
Yeah. You're deep diving on the Wiggles.
I deep dive on the Wiggles. Geez. So Dorothy the Dinosaur married Simon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, how's that?
Wow.
Yeah, Simon's married to Dorothy the Dinosaur.
I got nude with the yellow Wiggle.
I knew
you
it.
Got what?
I got nude with Sam, the yellow Wiggle.
That was the old red Wiggle.
Yellow Wiggle, I think he was.
No, he was red.
He was yellow. I spent a fair bit of time with him. Yeah,
he was. Well, whichever colour it was, neither one.
He didn't. On the day of the function, he was neither.
All right.
So I've hung out with a Wiggle.
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether Sam.
He was an original Wiggle.
Ended well though. I don't think we refer to Sam as the Wiggle.
Oh God! Why not?
I know. There's a bit of controversy there.
Mate, yeah, because
I'm telling you though, the Wiggles.
I've heard Sam's version.
Yeah.
And it's not good on the other Wiggle.
Well, I love the Wiggles, so I want to hear about
Zamel the camel.
Zamel the camel. Captain Feathersword's my absolute favourite.
What's the camel
I love
do?
Him.
Did he just get introduced?
The camel does that.
And that's it. I played you that audio before.
Mm. I've never
Josiah,
watched it, mate.
You can grab that. It's somewhere in there. We played it like a couple of weeks ago.
I know it's not in the Wiggles house, a concussion protocol, because Zamel has hit his head.
Never seen Fee get so angry at me. And it's over Wiggles. It's unbelievable.
Hey, wait for this, guys. Magnum Wayne, our friend in Crib Point. Wayne, hi.
Hello, CC7, Nick. How are you?
Good for people playing along at home. Magnum Wayne ate 18 Magnums in a day. So we are...
16.
Sorry, 16. Oh, I've given you too much credit there. Wayne, are you watching children's entertainment on your own?
I certainly are. Now, Fev will probably watch this too. You can't. Beat. The Wiggles aren't much on this fella. You gotta have Shaun the Sheep.
Oh yeah, Shaun the Sheep. I'm Shaun the Sheep.
How's the dog, Fev?
Yeah, mate. Shaun the Sheep's the best.
What's his jingle again, Wayne?
Oh, I can't remember.
I'm Shaun the Sheep.
I'm Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep. Shaun the Sheep.
I can't get into Shaun. There's no words.
Not much of a jingle.
No, they just and they.
What about the three pigs, Fev? The three pigs. Oh.
They're like little bits of Play-Doh that they're put together, and they can see the strings, and they.
You got the dog with the whistle that keeps the sheep under control. Always on their naughty ass.
Hey.
They bake, they sing, they. Oh my God, I love it.
Magnum Wayne's had a brain freeze. Too much ice cream. If you're picking that over the Wiggles, come on.
We learn more and more about you, Wayne. And for people who may not know Zamel the Camel that Nick was referring to, Wayne, you may even want to get around Zamel the Camel.
So let's all say, hi, Zamel.
That's
twinkle,
all he does.
Twinkle, twinkle, little.
Let's move on, quick.
Beautiful, Zamel. How I wonder what you...
I don't know
what
what's
a
happening.
Show.
Beefy, Feb and Nick, the pre-season on The Fox.
Now, Amy, I'm a bit nervous about this because last year I tried to surprise you for your birthday. I don't know whether you remember this. It was a bit of a fail. No, you probably don't. Anyway, I'll relive this moment. I tried to get you like a cameo or a voicemail from somebody you're a fan of. We were scrolling all through your life, and then we found an Instagram post where you talked last year about being a huge X-Files fan.
Yeah.
And then we actually hit up David Duchovny this morning to record a message for you.
No.
Yeah. We just haven't heard back from you.
Oh, my God. You don't even understand how excited you got me then. I'm leaving. My heart was in my throat.
It was a massive fail. I did hit up David Duchovny. I never heard back. So I haven't got a David Duchovny voicemail. My apologies. And I was thinking, where do I go from there? I mean, getting him to leave you a nice message would have been a great birthday surprise. So I've tried again.
Okay.
Now, Amy, stand by because don't get your hopes up because obviously it's not a voicemail from David Duchovny.
Okay.
It's actually David Duchovny. David, welcome to the show.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
No.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Happy birthday. This isn't happening.
David Duchovny.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too, Fox. I'm a very big fan of yours. Sorry, I can't actually believe that this is happening.
I'm a fan of yours.
Oh, wow. That's to think that you know that I exist in the world is really incredible. No. Thank you so much for doing this. This is so
having a good birthday.
Yes. Having a great birthday. Even better
you're,
now.
You're celebrating out in public. You're just celebrating it out in public.
Yep, that's what
you
I do.
Are you going to do something privately later on? Are you going to have fun with some friends or would?
Yeah, I think
family?
I'm having a party at Fife's house. Yay! So everyone get to Fifi's house tonight.
Everyone's invited.
Everyone is invited. Yes. How are you doing over there?
I'm good. I'm in New York.
Yeah, nice.
My time here. I'm doing all right. Thank you. Thanks.
Can I ask something really stupid? Do you talk to like?
I'm here to answer all your questions.
Amazing. Do you talk to Gillian Anderson like a lot?
I was in London shooting a movie last month, and Gillian lives there, and we had some lunch. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. She did so well as her role as Thatcher.
Yeah.
Really, really great. Wow. Can't believe I'm looking at you. It's so crazy, man.
Hi, David. I'm Fifi.
How are you?
I thank you so much for doing this because I was trying to hit you up, which is just weird. You shouldn't slide into anyone's DMs, let alone David Duchovny's. And to finally, Amy is such a big fan of yours. Amy, is it a good surprise?
You absolutely crushed it. I just put a video out for this song that I released called Amy Shark, actually, and I'm like living in my X-Files hat. And
really?
Yeah, and there's another photo that I have that I'm going to upload later with a big X-Files cake when I was like, I don't know, it's like 13 or something.
You have a song that's your name. That's called
I know,
Amy Shark.
Bold. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Don't let that turn you off. Go listen to it.
Hey, yeah, we've been playing music over here, and we toured in Australia a couple years ago. Next time we come back, you have to play with us, or we'll play with you or something.
I would very, very much love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys, I love it. If I could get a minor credit on that song, I mean, this is like it can be on the back cover of the whatever, but... Amy, thank you so much for coming in and I love you and David Duchovny, this is such a treat and you've got a book out. David Duchovny is truly like lightning and available in all good bookstores.
Amy, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, David, and trust no one. Sorry.
Fifi, Feb and Nick, the preseason on the Fox.
We are doing our segment. We got one.
We got one.
Well, have we got one? That's the question. Have you seen an alien or a UFO? My apologies. Have you seen a UFO? An alien is a different one for another day.
Yeah.
Leon said we would get meltdown. Well, let's see. Have we even got one?
We got one.
Oh, Georgina in Caroline Springs. Have you seen a UFO?
Yes, I believe it was a UFO.
Well, talk us through it, Georgina.
So I was driving, so it was during the day, so I was driving to my grandma's house, and then for some reason I looked up and it was like a really light, blue light in the sky. So I slowed down because it didn't look like an aeroplane. It was just like a blue light and it was like kind of like a square shape. So I slowed down to see what it was and it just disappeared. Like, I just blinked and it was gone.
Wow.
Whoa, a blue light. Ooh. See, this is where I'm out of my depth. Could it be, like, you know when people have those radar guns, you know, when you can, like, shoot, look, like, if I had one of those, I could put, like, a red spot on your head, Nick, or Fev.
Yeah.
Could you have one of those, a blue
laser
light
pointer.
That you laser point into the sky and it looks like a blue light? Could it have been that?
Yeah, but how do you explain the square, unidentified object in the air?
I googled like UFO sightings, and they had photos of exactly what I saw. It was just really weird.
Where was this? Over the west? Whereabouts was it situated?
Yeah, so it was near because I was driving to my grandma, so she lives in St. Albans, so it was around that area.
Wow.
And when I googled like UFO sightings, it had exactly what I saw. It was square, and it had like a weird blue light around it.
Because usually it's a saucepan, boxy.
What?
The UFO looks like a, it's the shape of it's round.
Usually a UFO is the shape of a saucepan.
Yeah, but this one's square. They might have updated now. We're a bit further on technology.
Saucepans have a handle. Is that what you mean?
Like the circle, what is it called? Like a little...
A fry pan?
Yeah, like a fry pan.
But doesn't it have the handle on the side?
Well, that's when the door opens.
You
it
mean,
does.
Oh, you mean a saucer. Flying
yeah,
saucer.
Flying saucer. Yeah.
Like a cup and saucer.
Yeah, same thing, bro.
A saucepan. Sorry.
Next.
No, you got me.
A flying tomato pan. Sauce.
It's a flying pot.
Sorry,
there. Might have been a courier up there delivering a box. Hey, do you reckon that, like, they want to come down, the aliens, but then when we sight them, they know they've got like a, you know, when you're playing COD, right? And you see someone sees you and you get like a detection. So, you know, someone's watching, like a spot light on you so you can duck so you don't get shot. So they might have that. So our eyes are onto them and they go, oh God, they've seen us. We better get out. Like they're playing like hide and seek.
So you've gone one step further than where I'm at is I'm not believing in them yet. So that's if you believe that they exist.
So you don't believe anything else is out there. So whether only... Like only people, only living, only...
Back to Chris. He tells it with such conviction, and I believe
him.
100%. I do believe Chris.
That was an amazing
But then
story.
I go, I think Elon Musk is out there putting stuff in the sky. I think that NASA are doing things.
This was 2009.
Well, but what I mean, I just think NASA's doing stuff out in the sky, and they're not telling us.
But they're not telling us. Of course they're not.
Well, that's what I mean.
I think you're both saying
they don't tell us the truth about the vaccines, these people.
Yeah, so we think, different, really different topic. But
no, it's the same, though.
I know, but what I mean is they're doing stuff in the sky, but they're not telling us what they're doing. So we think, well, that's got to be aliens, when really it's military bases trialing stuff that they're going to do stuff with.
High people in high places don't tell us anything. They just feed stuff on the news that they want our brains to know.
Yeah.
And train our brains because what's going on, really, we don't want to really know what's going on.
No, we certainly don't.
Because it'll turn everyone
cray-cray.
I kind
of want to know a bit, though.
I want to know all of it.
Really changed this topic, didn't it? But that's it. You know, Chris got me, Georgina, good stories. Guys, the segment lives another day.
That's
we actually
life,
got
Foxy.
Calls of people who have seen UFOs.
Wouldn't
got really deep
abducted.
To at the end, too.
No, it's just life.
It is life.
Hmm.
You wouldn't mind getting abducted.
Imagine being the first person abducted. Well, there might have been other ones, we don't know. But like, and then going up, hanging out, and then coming back. And then imagine if I come back and said, Boxy, I got taken last night. You'd be like, mate, Leon, put him back in the clinic.
Yeah,
he's done.
Taken by security, thrown out the front.
Phoebe, Feb, and Nick, the pre-season on The Fox.
Yesterday on the couch, we learnt that our wonderful producer, Renee, when she was born with an extra thumb.
Two thumbs.
I've
Renee.
Even got a photo of it here. There we go, boys. Thumbs. There's Renee. How gorgeous is that little baby Renee? She's so cute. And she's got a little thumb poking out of her other thumb.
She was cute.
I know.
Cute kid.
Renee, now what happened to the thumb? And how did they obviously removed it, but when?
So I just texted my mum and she said it was removed at 6 months old. And my mum actually had a similar thing.
Oh, so it's genetic.
Imagine how fast you would have been able to text her if you kept it.
I know.
That is, and then this led to Josiah standing over here in front of us. He revealed, what did you tell everyone what you had?
Well, I had a third nipple for a while.
Your what?
A third nipple.
Where was it?
I've still got the scar. But
show us.
Just wants to get his shirt off.
Jeez, look at his pot.
It's freezing outside.
Needs the gym to reopen.
And Marcel, can you make sure you take that off the Instagram? See, that's the scar from the third nipple.
Yeah.
But the doctor said it's pretty common in guys because apparently when you develop breasts, like, you know, I started obviously doing push-ups and stuff.
I got pecs, bro.
When I started getting pecs, the breast bug came through. It's like a third nipple.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Yeah. And you had yours removed?
No, it just fell off eventually.
It just fell off.
I can milk
like
out of my
skink's
nipple.
Like a tail. Somebody touched it a couple of years.
Actually, Fev, it still fascinates me. Mm. He squeezes his nipple and...
Milk comes out.
Stuff. Mm. Well, is it milk or is it...
It's a milk.
It's
not an extra body part.
Cottage cheese.
But I can produce, I can produce milk.
You can produce...
Milk.
Yes, milk.
That's cool.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
I think it's great when people have got a bit of freak about them.
Yeah, 100%. Get your freak on.
You mentioned also...
Yeah, an old mate of mine had webbed feet and webbed fingers as well.
Did you call him Spider-Man?
Yeah, Frog. Frog.
Yes,
Ian
Frog.
Thorpe.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Nicknames are the best. They call him Ian Thorpe.
Torpedo. Unbelievable swimmer.
Yeah, of course he is because he's got flippers on. He's a cheat.
Phoebe, Feb and Nick. The pre-season on The Fox.
Yeah, we just realised we've got
freaks.
Really interesting things in our team. Renee, who, when you call through, you probably just spoke to her.
Old two thumbs, Bucky.
She was born with three thumbs. So one thumb had a little thumb attached to it that got removed when she was 6 months old. Josiah here was born with three nipples.
Mm. Yeah.
You had a friend who's got webbed hands and feet. It makes you interesting having these little bits of extra.
Get your freak on.
I've got extra head. Does that? I've got too much skull.
Yeah, you've got a big frontal
old
lobe.
Bonce.
I've got a massive head too. George, I've got an extra chin.
Georgia in Frankston. Hi, Georgia.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good,
hey,
Georgia.
Georgia, what did you get? Did you get something extra?
Yeah, so I was born with a third nipple and I still have it. Not Ooh. Like Josiah. Mine didn't fall off. But I'm currently 27 weeks pregnant, and at about 15 weeks, it actually started growing veins, and it's actually grown a little bit with my other breast, which is a bit weird.
Wow.
So many questions. So you've got, obviously, your breasts, so two, one each side. So with the nipple, is that another breast, or is it just a nipple attached to one of the breasts?
Well, no. So it's just below my left breast. It sort of looked like a mole like my whole life. But people didn't really think it was a nipple. But my mum definitely said I was born with a third nipple and it has grown sort of like raised and it's got all these veins around it. And I showed my GP and she was like, oh my goodness, I think I've only ever seen this like one other time.
Wow. It's so inappropriate to say this, Georgia, but I'm desperate to see it. Like I'm fascinated.
Yeah, I know.
Would you be able to breastfeed off it, you reckon?
Well, I don't know. Like, I actually work at a clinic, and I had a sonographer have a look, and it does have a bit of breast tissue, so potentially could.
Georgia, it makes me wonder if back, you know, thousands of years ago, did we have, like, proper udders, like cows or pigs, you know, like
Well, you evolved like from the sea sponge.
Yeah. Oh, man.
The sea sponge didn't have any nipples.
I just think it's a bit strange, like, that so many people have a third nipple. There are obviously more once upon a time,
maybe.
And it keeps coming through as a recessive gene or something.
Yeah. Interesting. Fascinating.
Every time Fev says we come from a sea sponge, it gets me.
Well, we did.
Oh, come on.
History, bro.
Was I a sea sponge?
I'm still stuck on the fact that one of Josiah's nipples just fell off. I think it was just a crumb from a sandwich.
I cannot milk it, just confirm
like,
it.
But they're like warts. When you're born with warts, they just fall off. Warts fall off.
Yeah, maybe
that might have been
maybe
a wart.
Maybe Josiah had a wart.
No, I used to weigh on mine on my knee.
The doctor said it was a breast bud. I had a breast bud.
I think you had a wart.
It was a breast
bud. I had them on my knees back in the day. I was born with heaps of warts on my knees and I used to weigh on them.
What
the doctor said weigh on them and it kills it. You weigh on your warts.
No.
Wow. And
true. Mm. I don't know how much more you want me to be true. It's true. 13, 10, 60.
Okay.
Weigh on your warts.
Melanie from Faulkner. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
Melanie, now this is your children. They've got a bit of extra.
Yes, both my children. So my son had 12 fingers and 11 toes.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's a few extra.
Just a few. And my daughter had 12 toes.
Wow. Now, Melanie, because Renee said she was 6 months old when they removed them. Did they remove them from the son and daughter?
Yeah, so my son was 6 months and my daughter was about 8 months.
And can they tell which ones should come off?
Yes, so his fingers were true little fingers, so he had an extra little finger on both.
Wow, how cute.
Yeah, and the toes were on top of the little toes, so they just shaved them off.
Can I ask how much money does the toe fairy leave? Like, I know for a tooth you get a gold coin usually, but for an extra toe, that's got to be a pineapple. There better be a 50 under the pillow.
That's a Don Bradman, mate. An extra toe? Mate, you bottle that up.
Melanie, was it genetic? Did this come through? Did any ancestors have that too?
No, not that any relative is willing to admit.
I like it. Interesting. This is fascinating. Thanks, Melanie, for sharing that. Andrew from Craigieburn. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Andrew. What did you get? What extra did you get when you were born?
I had an extra earlobe.
Really? Like under it? Like, or where was it?
Yeah, under it. Yeah, no, under it, yeah.
Oh, I love earlobes.
I got an operation when I was six and I ended up in a hospital pamphlet. Yeah, so it was, got taken off and now I've just got a bit of a fatter earlobe on the left-hand side than the right, but it's not really noticeable, so.
When you said you're in the hospital pamphlet, did they take photos and put you in the pamphlet?
Yes, they did.
I've always looked at those pamphlets. You know, you're sitting at the GP and you see them all and you're like, I wonder who that is.
Yeah,
we know now.
You were in one, Andrew.
Andrew from Craigieburn.
That's impressive. An extra earlobe.
Yes.
If you were really into piercing, you'd want to hang on to that.
Yeah, Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's like when those guys with the big stretcher, you know, the big hole ones, and they have them out. You What's go, oh, that? No, is that a bit of extra lobe?
They've got to get a new lobe after that. Yeah, like, that is that just butchering your earlobe.
I quite like the feel of an earlobe.
I love earlobes.
It's like the best thing to touch on a body, I reckon.
I agree with you, Feb.
I disagree.
And you always play with Toby's or your kids.
I do.
Play with it and it's like, and they love it. It's
I play with their earlobes and Trixie still holds my earlobes.
It's cute.
It's cute. Nick's trying to touch his earlobe.
It's really nice.
You get anything from it?
Do you like it?
Huh?
Did you get anything from that sensation?
When Feb just grabbed my ear.
Earlobe.
Hilariously Melbourne.